This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. With interest rates so low and people still unsure of the stock market, investors are looking again for safety and good returns. Maybe they're looking too hard, especially older investors. North American Securities Administrators Association, that's the NASAA, is launching a major campaign to educate seniors and help them avoid falling for cons. Con guys are out there looking for them. Joining us to talk more about this is Michelle Singletary. She writes the syndicated column The Color of Money and joins Day to Day every Tuesday. Michelle, we hear a lot about scams aimed at seniors. You say there are some new ones now?
Absolutely. There's some new ones that are really unfortunate because they prey on seniors wanting to contribute to charity, for example. And the other, they prey on the fact that seniors are looking for anything with a higher return. And this is what the con artists look for.
Give me an example of some of these new kinds of scams that you're seeing now.
One of the ones that the regulators are very afraid will grow are called charitable gift annuities. And the problem is, this is a very legitimate way for seniors to give money to charities. They basically give them a lump sum of money, and then the charity gives them back money, just like an annuity. They get a set amount of money every month, so that when they die, whatever's left goes to the charity. But with the scam artists is that they set these charitable gift annuities, and there's no charity behind them. So seniors give their monies to these con artists, and they never see any money back.
You sent us notes about this North American Securities Administrators Association. Who are they? What are they doing to educate the seniors?
Well, they represent the securities regulators in the United States. So these are the guys that are looking out for investors. And they recently launched something on their website called the Senior Investor Resource Center. If you're out there and you're thinking about investing and you're a senior, you should definitely go to this resource center because they have lots of really good information to tell you how to protect yourself. In particular, they have a checklist so that if someone comes to you with an investment, it has a checklist of all the things that you should do to protect yourself, starting with making sure that the investment is registered in your state.
Mm-hmm. And who else can seniors go to for help if they have questions about this?
You know, ask the experts, a broker, a financial planner, you know, definitely ask around. Listen, AARP is a wonderful resource, has lots of people that can help them if they're not sure what to do. But the important thing is to ask questions and check people out.
Suppose someone is listening to this and saying, you know, that guy called up the other day and the solid offer, no risk, and I put the money in. And suppose someone imagines or thinks that maybe I have been conned. What should they do?
Definitely contact your state regulator. And again, if you go to the Senior Investor Resource Center, they have links, hot links, to where you can go to find out whether these people are legitimate, the offers that they're giving you. Unfortunately, in most of these cases, people do not get their money back.
Michelle Singletary writes the syndicated column, The Color of Money. She joins us each Tuesday. Thanks, Michelle.
You're welcome.
And Michelle has left more tips and advice about dealing with con artists. You can find that at our website, npr.org. Go to Day to Day and then find Michelle's section.